David, your reaction to tonight's game here at Windsor Park?
Bitterly disappointed, as you can probably tell. I'm slightly embarrassed by the way we went about most of the game tonight, or defensively. I say we let a lot of people down. You know, the supporters, I thought the supporters were magnificent tonight. And again, at times at home, sometimes it can be a wee bit anxious, a wee bit critical. But one thing they did try and do tonight was get right behind the players. So I say we let them down tonight. I've just spoken to a journalist there, and I've spoken to the players at length. They get a lot off me. They get a lot of passion off myself and the rest of the coaching staff. I got a lot of help and support from the board. Now I'm asking for the players to give a wee bit back. Are we hungry enough to win the league title this year? Are we hungry enough to go on a run in a cup competition? I'm putting that to the players, and I'll ask the players continuously over the next 3-4 days, do we have the same desire that we finished the end of last season going forward this season? At the minute, I'm scratching my head. How? Why? We're conceding goals. How? Why? We're not ruthless enough in front of goals, and why we keep losing football matches. I'm down. I'm hurting. Probably more so than even when I first took the job. Tonight was a humbling experience, and we let people down tonight.
It's a long way back, 10 points behind, but there's 27 games to go, and we showed we can do it last year, so we've got to do what we did last year again, haven't we?
Yeah, but we need to get our finger out on and off the pitch. We need to manage games better. We need to be better in training. We need to be better, more importantly, when it comes to the match. We need to be better prepared physically and mentally, because the minute the players aren't giving me what is expected, and as I say, maybe I'm going to need to freshen things up. We have two or three players probably not in the squad at the minute, two or three of the younger players who I would love at the right time to give them the opportunity. We put Paul Smith in it at a tough time a couple of years ago. Maybe it's time for some of these two or three younger boys to maybe come in and see how hungry they are, because they'll certainly not lack. They'll not lack. They might lack in a little bit of experience, but they'll certainly not lack in effort and enthusiasm and endeavour that we lack tonight.
The skipper was a big loss there tonight, wasn't he?
Yeah, you take your skipper out of any team, it's disappointing. But you know, we've experienced players. I think, you know, Robert Gard's been here before. Stephen Lawrie, Andy Mitchell, you know, Aaron Burns, Kirk Miller, Andy Waterworth, and you go back through the back four and the goalkeeper. We have experienced players. There is no kids in the team. There is no young players where you can sort of hold your hands up and say, maybe the occasion, maybe the game, maybe the form that we're in at the minute cost us tonight. It's just a lack of concentration, a lack of real quality defending that we didn't have tonight.
The only thing about tonight is having got it back to 2-1 and then having got it back to 3-2, you know, we couldn't go on and, you know, see it through, because, you know, 3-2 down, it really looked like we were going to get something out of this game.
Yeah, even a 2-1, it looked as if we were on the front foot. But if you switch off, and the worst about it is the third goal come from our free kick in their half, and we switched off. Something that we talk about during the week, something that we go through in our set plays before the game about who does what, whose responsibility it is. And say they broke, came off the bar, we got lucky, and they had two or three to tap it in, and we had none.
Bad night at the office, but Saturday we go again, and Ards are in good form at the minute, aren't they?
Yeah, Ards, I've watched Ards twice in the past week, and again, Collins went for a wee bit of youth, so again, I'm hurting, I'm hugely, hugely hurting, disappointed tonight, but say one thing that I can guarantee the players, I will fight, and battle for the next 6 months towards the end of the season, going forward, to make sure that we have a team, the club and the board and the supporters have a team to be proud of again, because that was hugely disappointing tonight.
And our supporters and everybody involved with Linfield will look forward to the response on Saturday.
I certainly hope so. Cheers, Andy.